Okay, Kvetlov.
It'll be moich on my voice, but I guess I can do right now. So, Lamaisa, like Rebbe Gorner said, nothing's bashkach, nothing's b'mikra, nothing's a coincidence, all bashkach apratis. The fact that it's been a number of years already, you're keeping count better than I am.
I think we're up to 4 or 5.
Or 5 years. Okay, amazing.
Yeah. Last year Rob says that the Bar Mitzvah Chazak is 1, so we're already 4 years ahead, I think, last year.
Very good.
We're deep in.
It's definitely fine.
There's no way out now.
Okay. So, yeah. So, if Ashkocha brought this is a number of years already, how Kamavak Shei Hashem says, so we transition from Yom Kippur into Sukkot. So it's not a coincidence. Nothing's a coincidence. It must be because the name of Sukkot is the Yontif of Avos Yisrael. And this is the headquarters of that. So, the Banishim Shabbat. No, it's famous. It's and anyone that knows me knows that that's one of the biggest compliments I can give you, is that you exude Avos Yisrael and you make other even comfortable around you. So Hashem should bless you. Besides that, good kvittel and a gizinta vinter. Much more than that. Brochus Adbali died. Chutzah man yisecha chutzah. We should be able to be zechut to forbring the Gdim Shalim or Kodesh to even shnech with our own two eyes. So, it says in Shulchan Aruch that on Matzah Yom Kippur, it's kedai to begin to make achanas for sukkahs, to do something, to build the sukkah, something, to get involved with the mitzvah sukkahs. So it's interesting. The simple explanation for that is because, listen, you go from one mitzvah, which is Yom Kippur, to another mitzvah, which is getting ready for sukkahs. It still needs explanation because if that's the only point, just to go from one mitzvah to another, then there's 630 mitzvahs. Shulchan Aruch could have said, after Yom Kippur, go find a mezuzah to put up, go build a mikveh, go open a sefer, help an old lady cross the street. I don't know. So what, obviously, if the Shulchan Aruch says that there's an inyan of going from Yom Kippur specifically to get involved with the mitzvah sukkahs, obviously it means that Yom Kippur and sukkahs, there's an avoid of connecting the two. I mentioned this already, Erev Yom Kippur, that according to the Ari HaKadosh, the Oiris of Yom Kippur already begin to come in, begin to come in already Erev Yom Kippur. Then they take a break on Yom Kippur, and then they continue tonight through Yom Kippur, through Sukkot. But you see this inyan, al pisoid, al pialocha, that Yom Kippur and Sukkot have to be bound together. There has to be a connection between the two of them. So, what exactly is it? So it's like this. The Mishnah says in Yuma, on Daf Ayin Aleph, where it talks about the the whole Seder Avoda, everything that Kohen Gadol did in Yom Kippur. So we spoke about this line of the Mishnah, different pieces of it in previous years, I think. Rashi will know better than I do what I spoke about, but it says in the Mishnah, I think this is a new idea, but I sometimes prepare something. I'm a machavit to myself, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. If you like big day atzmai, so it says in the Mishnah that he puts on his they bring his regular clothing, and after the day's over, after all that avodah is done, so they bring him his clothing, and v'lo'avash, he puts them on, u'malavin oisai ad beisai, and then the tzibur escorts the kohen gadol home. And then that night, the next day, and so on, he makes a yontif for those that he cares about, celebrating the fact that he accomplished on Yom Kippur what he was supposed to accomplish. So I think in previous years we spoke about a number of aspects over here, but the Mishnah says mulavin oisei ad beisai, that there's a din that the tzibur escorts the kohen gadol home. The truth is that line mulavin oisei ad beisai. Not only is it in the Mishnah over here, but you might have noticed that in the Seder Avodah that we actually said on Musaf, which you have to realize, that's in the middle of Chazar Sashat. So the Chachamim that established that Nusach of the Seder Avodah, they're not going to add things that are unnecessary, because we're talking in the middle of davening. It's one thing, a Mishnah might add something that's just a nice idea, but it's davening. In the Seder Avodah, it says that he wore his regular clothing, and they escorted him home. So it seems. So what's the nature of this halacha that he has to be escorted home? So you could say it's covered for the kohen gadol. it's a little bit difficult. He's the same Kohen Gadol now as he was yesterday, 2 days ago, the next day. If there's halacha that a Kohen Gadol should be escorted, then he should be escorted always. So he's not a better Kohen Gadol now. Elamai, you're going to tell me it's out of respect for the fact that he just did a mitzvah. We don't really find too many where in Chazal, not that I'm aware of, that you honor someone after he did the mitzvah. We have an idea of honoring people as they're doing the mitzvah, as they're going to do the mitzvah, like Bikurim. Mishnah says in Bikurim, it's all the, when the farmers would come for Bikurim, it was the Inyan to stand up for them, to mechabit them. But to mechabit someone that just did a mitzvah, it's like, no, do the next mitzvah. It's like, so it seems, and also the fact that it's part of the Seder Avodah and Davening, it seems that this is a halacha in Yom Kippur. It's a halacha in the Avodah of Yom Kippur, is that the completion of it, the Makkah B'Patish of it is that not just the Kohen Gadol goes home, but Malav and Isa, we escort him home. So first question is, what type of halacha is that? Why is that necessary in the Avodah? Almost like there's something missing in the Avodah of Yom Kippur if he's not escorted home. Why? So there's another Gemara. The Gemara, Daf Ayin Aleph from the base, the Gemara says a Maisa. It's a famous story. Tana Rabban, the rabbis taught, Maisa the Kohen Gadol Echad. There's a Maisa with a Kohen Gadol. She yotzen Beis HaMikdash. After Yom Kippur, he left the Beis HaMikdash. V'ayu azli kuli amba basrei. And everyone was escorting him, as the Mishnah said you're supposed to do. Kivan dechazin l'shamayi v'avtalian. But when the tzibur that was going with the Kohen Gadol, they see coming towards them the two gedolei hador, Shemai and Avtalian. So the Olam sees Shemai and Avtalian, Shavku l'didei v'asli baser Shemai v'Avtalian. So they leave the Kohen Gadol and they go to walk with Shemai and Avtalian. The Kohen Gadol is offended by this. L'soy baser Shemai v'Avtalian v'durimine. So this is the Kohen Gadol is upset by this whole thing. So when Shemai and Avtalian then give shalom to the Kohen Gadol and they say goodbye, Amar lahayin. So the Kohen Gadol says to Shemai and Avtalian, Yesun b'nei amimin l'shalom. Instead of saying just seischon l'shalom, he said those that descend from goyim should go in peace. In other words, Shemai and Avtalian were gerim. So that's an insult. Amru lei. So Shemai and Avtalian said to the Kohen Gadol, Yesun b'nei amimin l'shalom da avdin uvda da aram. That those that descend from Goyim, at least we do the actions of Aaron HaKohen, we should go in peace. But you, a descendant of Aaron, but doesn't do the actions of Aaron, you shouldn't go in peace. So, let's go back for a second. If there's a halacha that you're supposed to be malav to the Kohen Gadol home, and it's a halacha in Yom Kippur, then what's the pshat that everyone left him to go to Shemai and Avtalian? If the halacha of being malav of the Kohen Gadol is alts covered to give him respect, okay, Shemai and Avtalian are greater than the Kohen Gadol. But if it's a halacha in Yom Kippur, then it's a halacha in Yom Kippur. You can't just be mevatel that in order to give covet to Shemai and Avtalian. Covet at Torah doesn't trump keeping halacha. If halacha says in Hilchas Yom Kippurim that you have to be malav of the Kohen Gadol alone, then what's that? So the truth is, in this response that Shemai and Avtalian had to the Kohen Gadol, they said that, okay, at least we do Uvda D'Aaron, we do the actions of Aaron. Whereas you don't do the actions of Aaron. What are the actions of Aaron that he's talking about? What are they talking about? So says Rashi. So Rashi says, the Uvda D'Aaron means Roi Tzvei Shalom. Whereas that Shemai and Avtalian is saying, we at least do, our Yichas is not as good as you, as Maskan. But at least we do the actions of Aaron. What are the actions of Aaron? That were Roi Tzvei Shalom. One second. Where in this story did Shemai and Avtalian express the fact that they're Roi Tzvei Shalom? They're Gdolei Hador. But right now, in this story, where do we find that they're being Roi Tzvei Shalom? That they came to give Shalom to the Kohen Gadol? I mean, probably there's a lot of cameras there and pictures there. It's the place to be. What exactly is in it of being Roi Tzvei Shalom over here? Fakir, their sentence that they're saying to the Kohen Gadol is an insult. Obviously, it's deserved because of what he said to them. But what... Where are they being Roi Tzvei Shalom over here? And so then the next sentence is, we do the actions of Aaron, we're Roi Tzvei Shalom. But you don't do the actions of Aaron, you're not Roi Tzvei Shalom. Roi Tzvei Shalom. This Kohen Gadol did a lot more than just not being Roi Tzvei Shalom. This Kohen Gadol insulted the Gedolei Hador. That's not just, there's a milah of being Roi Tzvei Shalom. It's a mission in Pirkei Avos. If a person doesn't do a mission in Pirkei Avos, you're not a Rasha Marusha. But what this Kohen Gadol did is that he insulted the Gedolei Hador. So that's not just not doing the Ma'is of Aaron, he's not being Roid of Shalom. It's a lot worse than that. So the whole Gemara is a Pella. So it's like this, the Rambam says in the beginning of the Tshuva, the Rambam says that that for Tshuva, a person has to say Vidu, you have to verbalize, you have to express. So the Rambam says that on the Sar Mishdalech, the goat that was pushed off, so that's a carbon for all of Klal Yisrael. So all of Klal Yisrael has to do Tshuva and say Vidui in order for that carbon to work. Because Karbanis need Tshuva. So but Klal Yisrael is not saying Vidui. Who's saying Vidui on the carbon? The Kohen Gadol. He puts his hands on the he says Vidui. So says the Rambam, since the Kohen Gadol is working on behalf of Klal Yisrael, so his Vidui works for everybody. That's what Rambam says. Says the Menachas Chinuch, Shin Samach Dalet, I think, the Menachas Chinuch says, you see from here, that Shlichus works for Vidui. In other words, you have to do tshuva, you have to verbalize the chait. For whatever reason, you don't want to say it out loud, you have someone, you make a shlich to do it. So you see, a shlich works. The truth is, says the Menachas Chinuch is right also from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, by the chait Egel, said Vidui for us. Moshe Rabbeinu said, they did a terrible sin. Aslam egel masecha. They made an egel. And that was Vidui. The Gemara learns that some halachas of Vidui from that. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't the one that sinned. The answer is, he was a shliach. He was doing it for us, just like the Kohen Gadol. So you see, shlichus works. Says the Menachas Chinuch, of course, the charat, the azivas achet, the inner work of tshuva, that you can't make a shliach for. But at least the verbal expression you can do. I have a problem with that a little bit, because the Rambam later on in Hilchos Tshuva says that the inyan of vidui is to express outwardly what you're feeling in your heart. It's not just saying words. It's an expression of the feeling of tshuva within the heart. That it shouldn't remain in the heart, it should come out in words. So if the feeling in the heart is not able to be given over to a shliach, I'm not sure that the words of vidui can be either. The words of vidui are an expression of that which is in the heart. It's literally dvarim shebelev. To say that a shliach can do that, I Moshe Rabbeinu, I the Kohen Gadol. So the answer is that, you know, when it comes to neshama, a soul of a Jew is made of many parts, five parts in general. Working bottom up, nefesh, ruach, neshama, chayim, yichida. Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is an interesting thing. He's mamish by himself. He's mamish by himself. No one's allowed to be with him. He has to be mamish doing everything by himself. What comes from that, like the feeling that you get from that is that the avoid of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is the inyan of yichida sheva nefesh. See, there's the parts of the soul, nefesh, that's involved with the actions that we do, and emotions, and thoughts, and so on. Ruach, neshama, the yechida, that deepest part that's called yechida, that's the essence, the deepest part, that's the essential Jew, the yechida sheben nefesh, the part of the Jew that wadal kiddush Hashem, the part of the Jew that's a chelek, when the Tanya says that a yid is a chelek elikam imal mamish, that what part of the soul is the chelik l'kamal mamish? The chelik l'kamal mamish is the yechida. Now, the nature of the yechida in Kabbalah, the nature of the yechida is that every single Jew comes from one collective whole. There's Knesset Yisrael. There's the soul of the Jewish people, and every individual Jew is a piece of that. But there's a cloud that when you get to the yechida, when you get to the etzem, the essence. In essence, is indivisible. You could divide up the extensions, manifestations of the essence, can be cut up into pieces. So you could have Yankel and Moshe and Reuven and Shimon, and they're different individual people. But when you get, but that which is essence, that which is the core, cannot be divided. Which means that when you get to the Yechida, then automatically, if you could unearth from within yourself an aspect of the Yechida, then you will find there every Jew. You will find there every Jew because it's indivisible by its very nature. So the nefesh of who you are is disconnected from another Jew's nefesh, even though we all come from one big nefesh, but nefeshes can be cut up. Ruchais can be cut up. Neshamas can be cut up. Chayas can be cut up. Yechida can't be cut up. So when you get to the Yechida, then every Jew is there. The inyan of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is that this was a person who is the embodiment of Yechida Shel Nefesh. That's why he's alone. Yechida means to be alone. But ironically, as in that loneliness, in that Yechidus that he has within himself and with the Rabbanu Shloim, every Jew is found. Because that's what Yechida means. Yechida is indivisible. So says the Rambam, the Kohen Gadol does Vidui. He does Vidui for all of Klal Yisrael because he's working on behalf of them. It says Mechas Chinuch, it's Shlichas. It's not Shlichas necessarily. That he's the Yechida. The Yechida of Knesset Yisrael is Knesset Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying Vidui for us because Moshe Rabbeinu is the Yechida. Now let's understand. That personality of the generation that is the Yechida is not the Kohen Gadol per se. The personality that is the Yechida is the Tzaddik Hador, is the Moshe Rabbeinu of the generation. Now it happens to be the Rabbanu Shlomo said an amazing thing, which is that the Kohen Gadol works in Yom Kippur. If he is the Tzaddik Hador, then great. If he's not the Tzaddik Hador, then it's in truth the Tzaddik Hador doing the Avoida through him. That's really what's happening. It's not the Kohen Gadol. Even in Halacha, the Avoida of Yom Kippur is not necessarily, it doesn't require kahuna. It requires a Kohen Gadol. There's a difference. So the inyan of a Kohen Gadol is the person that embodies the Yechida, the Moshe Rabbeinu of the generation, and that is the Tzaddik Hador, happens to be, it has to go through the body of a person that's the Kohen Gadol. But it's the Tzaddik Hador that's doing that Avodah. The Svarim say that's the meaning of the response of the Shmai Naftalian to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol said, oh, those that descend from Goyim should go to peace. And what did they respond? Yeah, those that descend from Goyim. But we're doing Uvda Da'aron. What does it mean Uvda Da'aron? So Rashi said, Roidev Shalom. The Svarim said the deeper meaning is, Uvda Da'aron means, what you just did in Kodesh HaKodeshim, that was us. We're the ones that are doing Uvda Da'aron. Whereas you're not doing Uvda Da'aron, you're just a shell of you're just a shell. We were you, you're a puppet from us. The Tzaddik Hador, they're the ones that do the Avodah because they're the Yechida of the generation and they contain within themselves all of Klal Yisrael. This is why the halacha is that Malavin Oisei Abesa, we escort him home. Why? The escorting of the Kohen Gadol is indicating that he wasn't the only one in Kodesh HaKodeshim. Who was in Kodesh HaKodeshim? Not just the Shliach of Klal Yisrael. Shluch HaShol Nekamayisei halachically, but the Metzias is he was the only one in. No. Since he is the Yechida Shel Nefesh, he's the embodiment of the Yechida Shel Nefesh, and the Yechida Shel Nefesh is the one, is the force in which the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur is able to be poyel, every Yid was in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. That's what it means. Every Yid was in the Kodesh HaKodeshim because the one that was in the Kodesh HaKodeshim is the Yechida Shel Nefesh. And the Yechida Shel Nefesh is all of Klal Yisrael. We're malava the Kohen Gadol home to indicate that we were with him in Kodesh HaKodeshim. Memela, when Shemai and Naftalian come, they leave the Kohen Gadol, go to Shemai and Naftalian. Because the Iker one that was in the Kodesh HaKodeshim was Shemai and Naftalian. It wasn't the Kohen Gadol. And that's exactly what they told him afterwards, that we're the ones that do Uvda Da'aron. So when the Olam left the Kohen Gadol to go to Shemai and Naftalian, they weren't going against the Halacha, that's the Kima of the Halacha. In order to be malava the one that was in Kodesh HaKodeshim, to show that we are that was the Yechid in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, which means all of Klal Yisrael, that's exactly what they did by going to Shemai Naftalim. The truth is that based on this, you could really explain also the simple pshat of Rashi too. Rashi says, Roidev Shalom. It's in Roidev. So I said before, what did Shemai Naftalim do that was Roidev Shalom? And the opposite, the Kohen Gadol did a lot worse than just not being Roidev Shalom. It's Rashi Lishitasei. If you take a look at Rashi in Pirkei Avos, so on that Mishnah of Roidev Shalom, so what does it mean to be Roidev Shalom? So Rashi in Pirkei Avos explains that the Anhogav, it's a famous thing. But Rashi brings it down. Other Rishonim say different. But Rashi says like this, that the way of Aaron was, what does it mean to be Roid of Shalom? It means he saw two Yidden fighting with each other. And he would go to one of them and he'd say, why are you upset with him? I'm telling you, he came over to me. This other, you know, the other uncle came over to me. He said, Aaron, Reb Aaron, I'm Amish, I feel terrible. I need to make up with my friend. I'm too ashamed, I'm too embarrassed, I feel terrible. What am I supposed to do? And so Aaron is telling, Levi that, you know, Yankel feels terrible about it. He told me so. And then he goes to, I can't remember the names, he goes to Yankel and tells him, wait, whatever it is. You know, that everyone knows. That's where they're shown. So, the question is obvious. He's lying. He says, his words are that Pliny came to me and told me that his heart, he's mamish aching, he mamish bothers him. And he does that for both. The answer is, Aaron is yichidish of a nefesh. The yichidish of a nefesh, the kohen gadol tzaddik hador, the yichidish of a nefesh feels the heart of every single Jew. Not only does he feel the feelings of another Jew, he feels the feelings of another Jew mitzad their yichida. The yichid of a yid is definitely not upset with another yid because it's indivisible, like I said. Being upset with another yid is from the yichidist perspective as ridiculous as the right arm being upset with the left arm. It doesn't make any sense. So Aaron, who's the yichida, understands deeply that Yankel's not upset with Levi and Levi's not upset with Yankel. This whole thing is ridiculous. That's what it means to be roid of shalom. So says Rashi, the Shmai Neftalim are telling this Kohen Gadol, we're doing Ovda da Aaron. Pnimius means that they actually did that Avodah, but the reason why they did that Avodah is because they're the Yechidah Shevet Nefesh. How do we know that they're the Yechidah Shevet Nefesh? Because they have this quality of being Roid of Shalom. Said Shmai Neftalim to them, we feel in our heart, we feel in our blood, the feelings of another Yid. That's what it means to be Roid of Shalom. And that's exactly the simon of having the Yechidah. Whereas you, the Kohen Gadol, you're not Roid of Shalom. They weren't just saying that you're a terrible guy. They could have picked up a lot of other things and just not be Roid HaShalom. They're explaining why you were not really in the Kodesh HaKodesh. It's because you don't have this quality of being Roid HaShalom. How do I know? Because you insulted us. The fact that you insulted us, it means that you don't see us as part of you. We're not insulted, Shmai Batalim. It doesn't bother them. But the fact that you insulted us means that you see yourself, you're offended. They went to us, the people left you, they went to us. It means that you don't see yourself as part of us. That's exactly why you're not the Yechidah. That's exactly why you weren't really in Kodesh HaKodeshim, which is why we're doing Ovda Aaron. The Pshat of Rashi and the side of what the Svarim say is Ainuach, is the same thing. One is just complimenting the other. So let's go back. This is exactly why Yom Kippur has to flow into Sukkot. Why? It means it comes out that the end of Yom Kippur is, there's a whole avodah of Yom Kippur is really to get to this point of trying to get to that place that's called Yechidah. Which is exactly why everything is forgiven in Yom Kippur. Why? Because when you get to that place of Yechidah, everything is just pushed off a cliff. It's just everything else is just knocked away. Shilach Laisi HaMidbar, you just send it to the Midbar, it's finished. Like, you don't have to fix it. And it's like fixing. And it's like, you've just removed yourself from all those inyanim. Those inyanim have now become foreign elements and alien aspects and just insignificant. It's insignificant. You're yichidah. So that in of yichidah is completely chelik l'kam mel mamish. Everything else is ridiculous. That's where the tahara comes from. Yom Kippur. But just to have yichidah is not enough. The tachlis is to take that yichidah and that moichin of yichidah, the moichin of Avis Yisrael, the moichin of Iskashas, the moichin of chelik l'kam mel mamish, the moichin of everything besides avodas Hashem is just the sar l'azazel. That moichin of yichidah then needs to be re-infused and re-injected and overtake the other four parts of the soul, of chaya, neshama, ruach, and nefesh. And then you have a complete system where you have nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, and yichida, and the yichida is not just somewhere giving life to things, but it's mamish, the source of the consciousness is yichida. If Yom Kippur is yichida, the inin of sukkis is the rest of the parts of nefesh, ruach, neshama, and chaya. Those are the dalad mina. The Dalamin that Ri HaKadosh writes in Shara Kavanis, Dalaminim correspond to the four letters of Yud Kevavke. The Hadasim is the Yud, the Aravis is the Hey, the Lulav is the Vav, and the Esrig is the Hey. Those four letters of Yud Kevavke correspond to the four parts of the soul, Chaya, Neshama, Ruach, and Nefesh. But where's the Yechidah? You should have a fifth min. You should have a fifth. The answer is Yom Kippur is the fifth. Yom Kippur is the Yechidah that then is infused and is then articulated by the four species of Lulav and Esrog. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you have to go from Yom Kippur into Sukkot. So the whole Inyan, the Tachlis is to go from Yom Kippur into Sukkot, to redefine everything that you think and say and do and interact with, which the Chaya, Neshama, Ruach, and Nefesh, everything should be affected and completely, nothing more than just an expression of that Moichin of Yechidah, which is
chelik alakam imal mamish and avos Yisrael and avos Hashem and complete hiskashus to us for in that way of realizing that there is no division between one yid and the next. It's still one arm talking to another arm. And that's exactly what Yom Kippur into Sukkot is about. Hashem should bless us, Taku, that as we have the Tahara and the Kapara and everything, and the revelation of Yechidish of Nefesh, as we were all mamish in Kodesh HaKodshim with the Kohen Gadol, we should be zeichet to go from there into Sukkot, to the Zman Simchaseinu, we should be zeichet to the Simcha Amitis, 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 we should be zeichet to the Simcha Amit